On behalf of Father Troja, Father Rosario, Father Lou, and our deacons, our parish staff, and myself, we wish all of you a most blessed and holy Easter Sunday and a holy Easter season that continues throughout the whole year. There was a fellow who was a little under the weather because he had stayed a little bit too long at the pub. And as he was walking home, he decided to take a shortcut through the cemetery and fell into an open grave. He realized he couldn't get out, but it was rather a warm night, so he decided to just stay there and sleep it off. The next morning, one of the cemetery workers came in, and he heard this voice calling, "Help, I'm cold! Help, I'm cold!" So the cemetery worker went over and saw the fellow in the grave. He says, "I'm cold." "So of course you're cold. You kicked all your dirt off." The point is that the grave was full, but the tomb is empty. If we read the four Gospels, each of their accounts of the finding the empty tomb are a little different. And that's important, because if they were trying to convince people and create a story, they would have been sure that all of their accounts went together, word by word, just like when you coach somebody who is going to be answering questions in a trial. But they didn't do that, because they bring the various recollections of various people to understand what happened. We say that this gospel, which you don't often hear, has the women who came, who saw the angels, and then who went to relate what they had heard. And of course, very commonly, the men ignored them. But everything would be made clear when Jesus himself appears, when he appears to Mary Magdalene, when he appears at the upper room, and to the disciples on the way to Emmaus. He shows that he is alive. He is a man like he was, but he's glorified. He cannot be limited by locked doors or simple vision of sight, because he is glorified. And it doesn't make sense, but it's true. The man who was scourged and nailed and pierced, obviously died and was buried. But he again comes to meet his friends and disciples to let them understand all that he had told them, that he is who he said he was. He is a man subject to death like all of us are, but he is a man who is also God and who has broken the power of death by his resurrection. He has been raised up. He will never die again. And what's more, Jesus offers his risen life to each of us. He offers his risen life to us in sanctifying grace that we first received in baptism, that many of us received in confirmation, that we have often received in the sacrament of the Eucharist or in penance. The Lord gives us his own eternal life. And he wants us to share that life with those around us. Jesus didn't just come for the apostles, not just for the holy women. He came for everyone. And we who are his disciples, we who are his people, we who are Christian people, we are called to proclaim the truth of the good news by our joy. We are called to be joyful even in the midst of our difficulties, to understand that God loves each one of us individually and passionately, as he has never loved anyone else in the whole world. And he wants us to show that love by our care for others, by our care for our family and friends, for our care also for those that aren't our friends. We are called to love them in action, at least by our prayer for them, asking God to give them what God knows they need. We ask God to give us the grace to share the good news. When the apostles heard the story, when they saw the Lord, they couldn't help but share that good news. We are called to do that also, to remember that the Lord offers us his eternal life, that he who died and rose again offers us that same life, that if we live with him, even if we shall die, we shall live forever.